So we have finished Thanksgiving, and now Christmas season is upon us. It's everywhere, you see it. But next month in December, we will start a new season. The season is called winter. Are you ready for it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. So let's read a story called When Winter Comes. It was written by Nancy Van Lan, and it's illustrated by Susan Gabber. And it's read today by Mommy and
Mr. Ice Cutter.
Mr. Ice Cutter. Wonderful. Are you ready, Mr. Ice Cutter?
Right now I'm practicing my book.
Yeah, it's always best to give a good try to it first before you do it professionally. That way you've built up some skills. Are you ready? Okay. Where, oh where, do the leaves all go when winter comes? And the cold winds blow. In the picture we can see the season is changing. The winter snow is coming and the autumn leaves are blowing away. The leaves go tumbling down. Snow is their blanket. Their bed is the ground. So just imagine when you get into bed and then you pull the blanket over you. That's what the leaves are doing. They are pulling the snow up on top of them. Where, oh, where do the flowers go when winter comes and the cold winds blow? That's a good question, because you don't see do you ever see flowers when it's snowing out?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, like poinsettias, maybe, Christmas flowers. Well, normal flowers, regular old sunflowers or daisies or something, they're long gone. In fact, it says, their petals wilt, but their seeds burrow down to rest underneath the leaves' golden crown. And that's a pretty nice place to be, I think, when it's frozen up the stairs. It's down below where the seeds are. It's nice and warm, huh? Where, oh, where do caterpillars go when winter comes and cold wind blows? Inside their cocoons, so tightly wound, waiting for spring to bring green to the ground. You don't see a lot of bugs in the cold, do you?
No, I really don't.
Where, oh, where do the songbirds go when winter comes and the cold winds blow? South. They fly, warm weather bound, to bask in the sun on the soft mossy ground. Birds do fly south, right?
Yep.
We call that
migration.
Migration. Very good. Where, oh, where do the field mice go when winter comes and the cold winds blow? Field mice tunnel under the ground and rest in a nest thick with thistle down. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they have a beautiful little warm hole that they go climb into. And then they stay warm and safe underground, like the seeds do. Where, oh, where do the dappled deer go when winter comes and the cold winds blow? Dappled deer wander, making no sound. They rest closely knit under trees in a mound. What does that mean? They rest closely knit.
We have no idea.
Let me help. So, if you knit something, can you think of something that's knitted? Okay, how about this? Can you think of something that's sewn together? Uh-huh, that means that they're joined together, right? They're attached to one another. So these deer are joined together. They're attached to one another very closely, okay? And they're in a mound. What does that mean? Do you know what a mound is? It's a big pile. So these deer are squished close together in a great big pile. In a great big pile. Mm-hmm. Where, oh, where do all the fish go when winter comes and the cold winds blow? Deep under they swim when the pond's icebound. In the dark, they quietly circle around. Yeah, they're still there. They're just under the ice. Where, oh, where does our little one go when winter comes and the cold winds blow? That's a good question. Where do kids like to go when it's snowing outside? Where do you like to go when it's snowing outside? In a warm, warm bed when winter comes round, listening to the wind with its gusting sound, watching the snow as it falls to the ground. Snuggling deep, fast asleep. And I hope all of our friends are warm and cozy when they hear this story. And if you live in a place where there is going to be snow, or maybe already is by now, we hope that you are snuggled up warm too. And that, my friends, is the end.